This is the Ash London Live podcast.
Australia, it's Joel Corey.
Jolie, the loveliest, happiest, most beautiful human in the world. How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm good. I've missed you. I saw your name down for promo, I was like, yes.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. Yeah, you are one of my last, though, so we better make it count, baby.
Oh, we will.
You really don't rest, do you? I can't remember a time when we didn't have a hot new Joel Corey track on Ash London Live, man.
I'm doing what I love to do and, like, you know, I'm just working hard and trying to keep these bangers coming for you lot. So, yeah, I'm glad you're loving the new one, though. It's a bit of a Royal Rumble mashup, just a big bit of fun that we just want people to, you know, have a good time to, let your hair down to.
Love that. Now, before we talk about all the collaborations on this, you would have, I mean, partied pretty hard in your time. We have seen you on the TV partying and on socials. But is there one, like, night out that for you is, like, the pinnacle, that you're like, nothing will ever top this, that time that we were out?
I've got one, 100%. This night goes down in memory for me forever. It was my first trip to Ibiza. It was my birthday, and me and my friends and my brother and his friends came as well, and we went to Space Nightclub and we saw the King Carl Cox close the main room. I remember the record Armin van Helden, You Don't Know Me, getting dropped, and having this moment of, like, looking around the dance floor and the whole of Space Nightclub just singing. And it's so inspiring to me, that moment where I was like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And that song as well became, like, my favorite ever dance record of all time from that moment, because it's anchored to me.
Oh, that's magic. Now, you and Jax, and this is what I kind of love, that this thing is really happening now, is that, you know, we know the producers are now artists and rock stars in their own right. And we're kind of used to singers collaborating, you know. It wouldn't be weird that Saweetie and Charlie X are getting together. But I love that over the past year or two, we're seeing producers coming together, bringing their own thing and making something, you know, and, like, we're getting Joel Corey and David Guetta and, you know, and you. Yeah. And Jack. It's so different. How is the process different when you're bringing not just another vocalist in, but another producer? Because, you know, it could be awkward.
Yeah, I know. So basically how I found it is, before my first collaboration was David, and now I've got one with Jax. And before that,
my first collaboration was with David Guetta. I mean, okay, mate.
By the way, David Guetta is an absolute legend. He's become a good mate of mine. I played with him in Ushuaia a few weeks ago in Ibiza. And I went for dinner at his house and stuff. And I can't tell you how much respect I have for this man. And I'm excited for things that we're working on in the future as well. But I'll leave that one there.
You know what? I'm just remembering this. It was Anne-Marie, actually, was talking to Anne-Marie recently. And she was saying how you and also David Guetta are two of the nicest people, like, in the business. She said, asshole free. Oh. It's weird that you would bring that up, because she also, we were talking about people being a-holes in the industry. And she said that you're not, and he's not.
That's so sweet. But I saw Anne-Marie actually last week at a festival and had a good catch up there. She's smashing it right now. And yeah, she's right about David. He's a top, top guy. But back to your question, like, it is, like, I get really sort of OCD about my production.
Yeah.
And I think especially with Jax, I think he kind of saw that in me, and he was a bit like, you know what? I was stressing over all the, like the little smallest details that, like, probably nobody would even notice these details. And he was like, you know what, Joel, I've been doing this for 10 years. I know that these tiny little things that you're stressing over are not going to change the success of this record. But go and do your thing if it makes you sleep. If it makes you sleep easy at night, go in and do it. And I was like, okay, cheers, mate.
I love that. He let you do you.
Oh, he did, man. And so did David. And, you know, it's been great to work with both of them. And, you know, there has been no problems at all. It was all good vibes. And you know, and luckily I was able to work with these two great people.
I'm still obsessed with Head and Heart. I know it's like 12,000 singles ago, but man, I'll remember, like, my show. Like, it's going to be one of the songs that's always going to bring me back to Ash London Live, because it was, you know, a huge year that I was smashing it.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. That record is always going to be so special to me. It feels like it was such a big moment in my life. And I'm so happy, you know, that it meant a lot to a lot of people. And now, you know, people can dance to it again now, which is great. Totally. That's what it was meant for.
Yeah, and you've really and truly established yourself. It's been wonderful to watch over the past couple of years. You come from a newcomer to now someone who just consistently puts out bangers that people really love. So you should be so proud that you've really established yourself with the best of the best, and you've had such a great attitude throughout all of it, and you always bring so much happiness and joy. So thank you, matey.
Oh, Ash, thank you. That's a great start to my morning speaking to you. So thank you, and best of luck with everything. And I can't wait to see Instagram stuff and see how you're getting on.
Well, Head and Heart is on the birth playlist for my, I've got one playlist that's like my, you know, like my banger, and then one that's like my hippie. So you're on the banger. All so right. I'll be thinking of you as like pushing it out of my vag, man.
Love it.
See you, Joel.
See you later.
Bye, darling.
This is the Ash London Live Podcast.